Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
Yeah, so today we are talking about this license machine that we've heard of. Apparently, it has broken down, leaving thousands and thousands of South Africans waiting for their licenses.
Yes. I think
there's a number like 750,000 to 800,000 outstanding license cards. So the temporary licenses have also expired as well.
Yes.
Because apparently we ordered a not-so-right machinery.
So remember we were speaking about it last week and we were saying the officials who traveled to Europe and they inspected the wrong machine. So they went to the wrong country and they inspected the wrong machine. So this is in relation to a 898 million rand tender, and it is to address this licensing card tender, you know, backlog. So the whole scandal is that they went to the wrong countries, which were France, Amsterdam. They were actually supposed to go to the Czech Republic or Greece or Morocco, but one of those countries.
So basically, it's like that story that was told years ago. I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah.
When Denny Jordan was attending to some SAFA meetings, he was flying to Cape Town and he ended up on a plane to Port Elizabeth. Just put it out there.
Okay.
Ken, that is still in the same country.
It's still, at least.
It's still, like, it's still here.
But he's missing his meeting.
Yeah.
But in the same country, you're still missing your meeting.
Yeah.
You can go virtual.
Yeah.
But guys, how do you buy something and you don't even, you buy something in France, ne? Instead of flying to France, you fly to Germany.
It doesn't make sense. Like, who booked the flights? Because obviously there's a memo that says, okay, we are looking for this machine. 1616, by the way, good omen. We are looking for this machine. It's supposed to aid us in 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
These are the countries that we're going to. Then the PA books completely different countries. That doesn't make sense.
And we check out the wrong machine. But anyway,
okay,
let's get more details.
Okay, let's go.
From Outer's Wayne Duvenage. Welcome to the show, Wayne. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Nice to be with you guys
today. Nice to speak to you, Wayne. So, Wayne, I mean, just paint the picture for us. South Africa's sole 26-year-old driver's license card printer has broken down repeatedly. And as Glenn mentioned, 800,000 outstanding license cards. Where do we sit in this situation? And also the scandal, what does it mean?
Yeah, it's one that's been going on for a long time. And just to cut quickly to the chase, we should have replaced this card machine probably a decade ago.
Sure.
And, you know, because the security features on these things change and you need to update them, and the other one was getting old and breaking down. And so the tender process started and it was cancelled. Then it was re-tendered, then it was cancelled, then re-tendered, three times. And so you start to smell a rat because if you speak to Treasury, this is taboo. You do not do this. And when you eventually get the tender done, you do not ask the people to hold their prices for longer than 3 months. And the last tender, they had to hold it four times for 3 months, nearly a year. And all the hallmarks and flags of everything that can go wrong in the procurement process happened on this driver's license tender.
Right.
And then we saw the price of the machine inflated from 460 million to just under 900 million. And then you saw all the other tenderers get knocked out on technicalities and one tenderer, one man standing, that was IDEMIA, and they get this contract. So for us, if it, you know, as the late Praveen Gordhan used to say, just join the dots. You know, if it looks and smells and points like a pig, it's a pig. This is bad, what happened here.
Mm.
And then to top it all, this whole story, where now, before you can award the tender, you have to go on a site inspection. You have to see that, are you awarding to the person, can they do this work? And so seven people, I mean, you only need to send one or two technical people, and even then you can do it online these days. But seven people get on the plane, and they go off to Amsterdam and France and Amsterdam, when the actual machine, look, this is probably another prototype of a similar machine that they that they run. They showed them in France and possibly in Amsterdam, but they should have gone to see the exact one in two other countries or one other country. And that didn't happen. So you've got to ask yourself, what was going on here? This was just a joyride. Just this is a waste of taxpayers' money, even if we didn't pay it, even if the tenderer paid it, which they shouldn't have, this is a waste of time. Everything has gone wrong. And our biggest frustration is no one has been held accountable yet.
Right. So Wayne, as Outer, what have you found in your investigations and how do we deal with this false trip? How do we deal with it now?
Well, I think the minister needs to deal with it. You know, we don't have enough details as to who paid for it, who went, why did they go to the wrong place. Our view is, first of all, get this cancelled as quickly as possible. Because before 1 September, when the announcement was made, we had already got wind by whistleblowers in the inside that this whole process was being manipulated. As I said, they don't follow the due process. And so as the minister announced it, or the spokesperson, we raised the flag quickly and said, Minister, we're sorry, but you have to cancel this. She then, rightly so and thankfully, got the Auditor General involved to just verify what we were saying was correct. They then went not only to us but to other areas within the system and the driver's license team and verified that, yes, and said to the minister, you have enough evidence here to cancel. Have this tender cancelled. It's been handled completely wrongly. And so that's been done now. That's been done through a court of law.
So, Wayne, what you're saying right now is, as we stand, we don't have a replacement machine that's in the works. We don't have an actual machine that works that used to print our driver's licenses.
Well, we've got one. I think they've fixed it again. It breaks down multiple times. I think it's being held together with sellotape and
and a hot glue.
Yeah, it's old. But it's limping along, and they're trying to catch up with the backlog. But the problem is they might catch up, but then next month it goes down again. I don't even know what the current number of licenses outstanding is. But, you know, it's just an inconvenience. When you go on time, you do your side as the citizen 3 months before, you go and apply for a new one, and then it doesn't come. Then you've got to go and get a temporary license, and then it still doesn't come. Do you get another temporary license, which is why we asked the minister, you know, just make no temporary licenses required over this period. If you've got a driver's license that expired, the police shouldn't be able to pull you over or fine you because it's out by 6 months, that type of thing. Those are the things that she could introduce. Anyway, it's just a debacle, quite frankly, and it's costly and it's time-consuming. It's frustrating for you now. Mm.
So, Wayne, I think what I find strange about this trip is here you have seven people going to the wrong place. These people, are they new to the department? Were these people not supposed to be in the meeting while they were planning to buy this machine? And I take it they had hundreds of meetings together. And knowing the destination where they're supposed to go, how come not even one of them was able to say, no, man, we are going to the wrong place? And then you book flights, and then you book accommodation. It really is a strange...
And you view the machine.
Yeah, it is a very... It is so strange.
Mm.
Yeah, we don't even know if they viewed the machine.
Oh, no.
Even the wrong machine. Well, maybe they did. I don't know. That part of this whole debacle, we've just... You know, it's got so bad that you get to a point where you just say, look, you know, whether 10 people or one person went in the wrong place, this is the minor thing of the whole scheme. It's sad, and it is something that needs to be followed through. What we want to see is exactly what the questions you're asking. Who authorized this? How did they make sure that they were going to see the right machine? Was that verified by IDEMIA? Because if it wasn't, well, then why did you go? If it was, then IDEMIA must pay back for the money because they took you to the wrong place or they misled you. You see, all of that investigation still needs to be done so that all the speculation that's taking place right now can be put to bed. And the minister or the spokesperson should come back to society, get our confidence back by saying, look, this is what happened. this is what went wrong, and these are the people that have been disciplined, or they, no one's been disciplined for these reasons. We just need all that information, because right now we just don't know, and they've got the answers. They can ask the questions and get the answers.
And Wayne, just to cut in quickly before we let you go, the license holder right now is out there frustrated, especially the ones with the PDPs, because remember, you're not allowed to ferry people if you don't have a PDP. What is their cause of action? I know you slightly touched on maybe you can't get fined if you've got an expired card or whatever, but things like PDP and other licenses that people need to hold that can't get printed, what do they do with that kind of, you know, backlog? Because their livelihood is at stake here.
Yeah, you see, the public driving permit is an annual renewal, and but you still have a driver's license that's valid for 5 years. So that license is what we're talking about, the card machine. The permit that you get as a public driver, you need to get that permit renewed. And that's a different process. It's not part of the driver's license card account or card authorities that work here.
All right. That was Outer CEO Wayne Duvenage.
You know what he's saying, Nair? But remember, we got a voice note from a guy that said he's been waiting for his PDP for a very long time. So I'm wondering if, because they're trying to push the deadlock, they are now not even doing that other part of renewing the PDP and whatever. Because we got a voice note last week.
And he hadn't been able to renew it.
His PDP, he's still waiting for it.
Sure.
So the question is, should license card last 10 years instead of 5? Because I think 10 years is even better, yabo, than the 5, because the 5 is a machine. So I think 10 years or let the license last as long, as much as your IT card.
The eye test, what do we do with the eye? Because remember, there's that problem that our eyes age.
Yeah, maybe then what happens when you go machine my eyes, I feel like I'm supposed to second run wrong. And I see again, I'm a license away.
So you're traversing a bone.
Once.
Share your voice note now.
063-688-0959. The PDP gets printed on the license. So ha it's a my ili permit on the side. The permit gets printed on the license. Kiko koning inje on the front, the bottom king left corner. So it gets printed on the license. So no license machine, no PDP. It doesn't come in a separate paper permit.
Yo, homozo. Your last question, your last question is a very important one, and it's ready. Hi Arab, according to me, hi Arab, right? Because of I'm one of those now. I've went and applied for my PDP temporary license twice. My license has not expired. The PDP was the one which has expired, and then I went and do a PDP. I went and reported for twice now. Twice. We're doing temporaries twice. So it does affect us. Yeah, it affects. And the PDP lasts only for 6 months.
Hi, Basali. Le. Engi mamelela inganekwane sengimela uhomotso nje athi cosi yaphela kudlalwa ngathi la eMzansi.
Yes, true.
And what's so complicated, hello machine?
Hi.
I just looked at my license. I'm any company can print that thing. That bank card looks more complicated than the other banks, Home Affairs, whatever in Zaganjani. Let's just print. It's just a printing of a card. Hi man.
Laminated. Skumba, we thought that a laminating machine.
It's that easy. Okay, Glenn. It's so simple to get your ID card.
Yeah.
Because your ID card, you need your fingerprint on it. And that Tombu you're done. I think that's the same thing that you need for your license. At the same time, when you go to the airport and you're flying out domestically, what do they need? They say license or ID. You can still fly with your license. So why is it so difficult to match the two? Let's say you match the two. Your license and your ID, it document A1.
Imagine if the ID expires. Because let's say, for argument's sake, like the gentleman explained, that there's a PDP marker on the actual licensing card, right? Mm-hmm. The driver's license card. So imagine now that is expired. Would it not then affect the validity of your actual full card?
Okay.
That's then my issue.
Sorry, Glenn. Must vote. When remember when we were voting with the green barcoded they'll have a stamp of some sort.
Yeah.
So we can come up with something. We've got so much like smart people in this country that we can have, whether it's a sticker of some sort that you put on your license, we can have a
the marker can expire on its own.
Pela. That's all you need, Khomotso.
Yeah, I mean, the way they explain this machine, they talk about it as if nothing can go wrong. You can't drive with a fake license, etc., etc. You know what I mean? It's like it's a very special machine.
We are not even that technologically advanced when it comes to how tickets are issued and how we are fined. Because it's not like about the scanner, guys.
No.
The most times when my license is scanned is when I enter in a state.
100%. Because, I mean, JMPT, they look at it.
They write it out.
Yes.
They don't scan the license card and then my information populates on some screen.
Yeah.
And no. They write it out. So even if they say the card is intelligent and there's certain metrics that are embedded in the card, when are we using them?
When they stop you, they say, "Rohapela obana license," and then you show them.
And then after that they ask you your name, they're like, "Ngubipale RS Club," that's what R4. Raphael. I can't say Raphael. They can't say to me,
"You are lying,"
because it's R there.
Hi guys.
So while you are at it, ne? Police officers must stop asking people who really are guy, because one guy in the Northwest ended up in jail for a weekend because the police, when they stopped him, they said to them, "Lea guy," and the response was, "What is my name?"
So I personally think that, you know, extending the validity of licenses to 10 years is, you know, it makes sense because, one, they only check for your eyes, and people are already getting fake certificates from doctors and whatnot for their eye test. So if, unless they were saying that you have to actually retest, as in, okay, then that would make sense. But now all they're doing literally is an administrative task. It's just administrative. There's nothing where you actually have to practically redo the test. That would make sense, and that's what they need to do, actually, if we're being honest, to see if a person can actually drive. Just renewing your license, come on, that's nothing.
Make it make sense. Can the people that are still voting for ANC please explain to us, Uguti, what is it exactly that they are voting for? I mean, with all the mess that is happening, Icon, come on, guys. Hi.
So, Wena, who are you voting for? I got Robota, maybe we'll follow suit.
And right now, it's a GNU. And I'm sure it's a GNU.
So, si votelo, won't come out. That's right.
Yeah, as long as you don't tell people to go to hell, eh?
Ew.
Kenny.
As long as you don't do that,
you'll be okay, yes.
No, I don't think extending will solve the problem. I think we first need to address what the core problem is, what the core issue is. And then after that, yeah, we can look at extending. Because 10 years from now, we'll find ourselves in the same situation. So if they're struggling to maintain these printers, then maybe that's what needs to be addressed first. Then after that, yeah, we can look at extending the validity of your MA license.
Yes, I really think we are prolonging the agony with this license thing. Listen, I'm on my second temporary license right now, ever since this whole saga of the cut. Because at work, they want my license. Why can't that big paper that gets printed out immediately from the temporary department be made longer? Like, right now, we are struggling with getting cuts, right? So the temporary paper license, inverted commas, shouldn't last you 6 months. They should last you about at least a year or 2 years. Because it's not our fault that they are struggling with a cut machine. It's not our fault. We are doing our due diligence. So the temporary license that they give us should not be 6 months, but should be at least 18 or 2 years.
With regards to AMA driver's license, I think they should actually last for 10 years. Because now I moved to Europe, and when I used to go back home and I used to renew a driver's license in AMI, so then I decided, you know what, let me rather get a driver's license in upper Europe. And definitely it's 10 years. And both AMA driver's license and the IDs do actually expire. So after like 10 years, not Jamaya IDs, you should actually also expire and renew them after 10 years. And that would actually sort of be able to control, because now every person must go back and do AMA biometrics as well. So I think, Kinje, both ID as well as the driver's license should expire after 10 years and get renewed after 10 years.
Make it make sense. Make sense.
If you you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.